staying active and having healthy eating habits can actually reduce our chances of developing some of those chronic diseases.
The Cottonwood Extension District's Walk Kansas programs registration is open now. From the Cottonwood Extension District, Agent Monique Kerner stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The registration for Walk Kansas opened on March 1st. I know some people are pretty familiar with it, but I still talk to people that haven't heard of Walk Kansas before. So it is an 8-week activity challenge to try to get adults and children more active and meet the guidelines for healthy activities. So it runs 8 weeks starting March 26th and goes through May 20th. For those of you that are familiar with the program, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the things that are new for this year. We try to change things up a little bit each year. So typically, it's a group activity, so people get teams of 4 to 6 people together. You can also do it solo as well. But there's typically 3 different trails that people can choose from based on the activity challenge that they want for those 8 weeks. And we have a new virtual trail this year. It's the Route 56 trail. So this actually begins in New Mexico, but they quickly travel through Kansas and end up in Kansas. So that's kind of exciting to try a little bit different trail. And then we're also having a 6-week virtual learning series focused on the Mediterranean style eating patterns. So it's called Med instead of Meds. So it's just focusing on healthier eating habits rather than using medications to stay healthy. So, and I'll be doing some programming around Walk Kansas as well. So what we decided to do was some watch parties and walk parties. So the watch parties will meet up at the office and watch the webinars on the Mediterranean style eating habits, and then we'll also take some walks together. So they can go to our website to find out those dates and times, and we'll just walk on the trail behind our office there along the dike in about 30 minutes or so, just to kind of gather, and it's a little bit more fun to exercise when you're with somebody, so...
Very cool. And, you know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about how important it is. You know, obviously the goal here is to promote that activity and that walking. But how important is that for a lifestyle for people, especially, you know, I think about, as I'm getting older myself, think about as I'm reaching middle age and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So staying active and having healthy eating habits can actually reduce our chances of developing some of those chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, those types of things. So, as we get older, it's important to focus a little bit more on those things and maybe be more intentional. And so I think that's what Walk Kansas brings to the table, is just making it a little bit more fun by having a team together. And once you go in, you can just register on the website, walkkansas.com, and you can see, like, all the teams in the area. So it's kind of fun to just, and you can watch your trail on the map as well. So it's just makes it a little more fun when you're doing it together as a team and can choose a trail and watch your progress on the map and see what other teams are doing.
Very cool. So I was clicking along here on the webs as you were describing it here, and I come across walkkansas.org. Mm. So if I'm just curious, if I go to this website, can I get back and get registered for the local event, or do I need to reach out to you guys directly?
I don't know that I'll have any registrations for the local things. It'll just kind of be show up if you can make it. But yeah, once they go in and register, they'll be able to see the specific things for Ellis County and Hayes.
Okay.
And there's a whole breakdown on it as well, too. Like, you've got tabs for physical activity guidelines, some basics of exercise and strength training.
Yes.
And then there's also a tab for healthy eating, guideline, nutrition, recipes that you can use.
Right.
And also talk about food waste and food safety. and everything like that, and goes into the benefits as well too. Talking, like you said, about chronic disease, but also stress management, tips to improve memory and your relationships as well too.
Yes,
it's got everything.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to keep track. The requirement is to keep track of the exercise that you do, so you can convert your steps or put in your minutes. And so that's what you have to track. But you also can keep track of things like strength training, because, you know, we've talked about that in the past, how important strength training is as we get older. You can keep track of your cups of fruits and vegetables and your water intake as well. So you can make it what you want, basically. If you just want to keep track of your minutes and maybe try to increase that over the 8 weeks and challenge your team to get as far as you can on your trek around or across Kansas. Or you can do even more than that. You know, maybe you want to focus more on increasing your fruits and vegetables or something like that, or your water intake. So the only thing that you have to keep track of is your minutes or your steps, and the rest of it is optional. So the registration is $10, but you also get the weekly newsletter. You'll have access to all the events I have planned in Ellis County. You'll have access to the online tracking system, and there's also an app too, so you can sync your devices. So that makes it super easy to keep track of your activity.
If you wanted to branch out and maybe explore something down in Great Bend or Salina in one of their events, would that be an option for you as well?
Yep. Yeah. So when you go in to register, you actually don't even have to live in Kansas to register for Walk Kansas. You can go in and choose the county or the district. We would be under the Cottonwood District. So, yeah, they can choose wherever they live, and then they can register and see what events are local to their area.
Very cool.
And then at the end of Walk Kansas 2, we'll have like a taste testing event at the end of the program in May, where we'll be able to gather and make some of the recipes and see what they taste like.
Mm-hmm. Fun little way to cap off the 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Monique, before we run out of time, anything else going on down at the Cottonwood Extension District we want to talk about?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to welcome our new district director, Jay Harris. He starts full-time next week, Monday. So we're setting up a chamber chat, I think, in May for him, and one over in Great Bend. I believe that one's in April. And so we're excited to have him start full-time next week.